With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In remarks from Nantucket yesterday, President Biden was expressing his joy over the release of some of the hostages being held by the Hamas terrorist group. He also says now that clears the way for some new supplies to get into Gaza.
Hundreds more trucks are getting in position as well, ready to enter Gaza over the coming days to support the innocent Palestinians who are suffering greatly because of this war that Hamas has unleashed. As we look to the future, we have to end this cycle of violence in the Middle East. We need to renew our resolve to pursue this two-state solution.
And that was the president speaking yesterday from Nantucket. Now, the ceasefire continues over the weekend, and more hostages are set to be freed both today and tomorrow. More than three dozen Palestinian prisoners returned home to a hero's welcome in the West Bank following their release as part of that deal yesterday. Many of them had been convicted terrorists. A judge has struck down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire came under attack by a suspected Iranian drone in the Indian Ocean as Israel continues to fight for its survival against a terrorist group, Hamas, which is backed by Iran, among others. According to an American defense official who spoke to the Associated Press, the attack occurred yesterday. This is SRN News. Another executive loses his job over the Bud Light transgender debacle, Michael Harrington reports.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Anheuser-Busch's U.S. marketing chief, Benoit Garbi, will leave at the end of this year, the third company officer who's paid the price for the decision to team up Bud Light with social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney, a man who is living as a woman. That decision tanked Bud Light sales and pulled Anheuser-Busch's global profits down. It's not clear if the company will recover anytime soon or ever. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man who is living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. Located in Seneca Falls, New York, the site of the first women's rights convention in 1848, the hall inducts a new class every other year. This is SRN News. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has reportedly been stabbed by another inmate at a federal prison in Arizona.
The Bureau of Prisons confirmed an inmate was assaulted and said responding employees performed life-saving measures before the inmate was taken to a hospital. The agency did not identify the inmate by name. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving a 21-year federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights.
And that report from correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Oscar Pistorius has been granted parole more than 10 years after starting his prison sentence.
All eyes will now turn to his release on the 5th of January. We've heard a little bit about the possible conditions that he'll face, which include therapy to address how he deals with anger and how he deals with gender-based violence.
That is the BBC's Daniel Day-Simone reporting. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.